This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 216 for Friday, January 10th. I'm Adam Pellicciotti. The ICE Futures canola market sharply rose on Friday, fueled by comparable oils. Chicago soil, European rapeseed, and Malaysian palm oil all made large gains. Crude oil surged more than $1.50 US per barrel due to sanctions to be imposed on Russian oil. The Canadian Grain Commission reported canola exports for the week ended January 5th at 189,700 tons. So far this marketing year, canola exports are at a record pace at 4.722 million tons, compared to 2.507 million 1 year ago. The Canadian dollar was down 0.2 cents compared to Thursday's close. The March canola contract was up $16.70 per ton at $641.60. In the U.S., corn and soybeans were higher while wheat was lower after the U.S. Department of Agriculture released a series of reports earlier today. The USDA estimated 2024-25 corn production at 14.867 billion bushels, down 276 million from the December estimate. Carryout declined by 198 million bushels at 1.540 billion, below the average estimate. Quarterly stocks as of December 1st were 12.074 billion bushels, down 97 million from 1 year earlier and below trade estimates. World corn ending stocks were projected to be 293.34 million tons, down 3.1 million from the December report. The USDA reported 445,000 tons of corn were sold for export during the week ended January 2nd, a marketing year low. The March corn contract was up 15 U.S. cents per bushel at $4.71. U.S. soybean production for 2024-25 was pegged at 4.366 billion bushels, according to the USDA, 95 million less than in December's report. Carryout declined by 90 million bushels at 380 million, below expectations. Quarterly stocks were at 3.099 billion bushels, up 98 million from last year, but below trade estimates. World-ending stocks were cut by 3.5 million tons at 128.37 million. A marketing year low of 288,700 tons of U.S. soybeans were sold for export during the week ended January 2nd. 114,900 tons of old crop soy meal were also sold, as well as 1,100 tons of new crop soy meal and 34,600 tons of soy oil. The March soybean contract was up 26 U.S. cents per bushel at $10.25. U.S. wheat production was steady at 1.971 billion bushels, with ending stocks up 3 million from last month's estimate at 798 million. World ending stocks increased by 940,000 tons at 258.82 million. Quarterly grain stocks were up 148 million bushels from last year at 1.569 billion. In another marketing year low, 111,300 tons of U.S. wheat were sold for export last week. The USDA's winter wheat seedings report showed seeded area at 34.115 million acres, up 725,000 from last year. The March Chicago wheat contract was down 3 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.31. The March Kansas City hard red wheat contract was up 2 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.52. The March Minneapolis spring wheat contract was unchanged at $5.84 U.S. per bushel. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Friday, January 10th. In Winnipeg from MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pellicciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.